أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن من أزواجكم وأولادكم عدوا لكم فاحذروهم وإن تعفوا وتصفحوا وتغفروا فإن الله غفور رحيم. إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. After Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum experienced difficulty in Makkah Mukarramah, the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had come that now hijrat must be made. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself had to migrate and make the hijrat. And like that, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum also had to make hijrat. That hijrat in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a compulsory hijrat. If anyone accepted Iman and Islam in Makkah Mukarramah, then that person compulsorily had to leave Makkah. He was obligated by Allah Rabbul Izzat to leave Makkah Mukarramah and go to Madinah Munawwara. If he did not have a valid excuse, then obviously that person was transgressing the law of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had made hijrat, there were those people in Makkah Mukarramah who had accepted Iman, they accepted Islam. Now they had become Muslims and their intention was to migrate and go away to Madinah Munawwara. However, their wives and their children began to stop them from going forth, from leaving Makkah and going to Madinah Munawwara. That was one aspect of it. And then sometimes Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make the call to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was one sahabi, Auf ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who had all the intention of going out in the path of Allah, but just one small little question that his wife and children would ask him, that in whose care are you going to leave us? And then in his heart, there was this battle. What should I do? Should I go or shouldn't I go? In response to all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who have brought Iman, Inna min azwajikum wa awladikum aduwwan lakum. Certainly your wives and your children are enemies for you, are enemies to you. فَحْذَرُوهُمْ, so beware of them. Now it doesn't mean in every aspect they become enemies, but when they become, or when they become an impediment, they become a barrier between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, between us and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously we have to make prudent choices, we have to make wise choices, that we have to choose Allah, we have to choose Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have to choose the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and above them. One should not misunderstand the context of this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to be good to our wives, to our children. Allah has commanded us to have love for our wives and our children. But obviously the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always be more than everyone and everything else. We said it before, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh, had set down the limitations, and he said that so long as the love for everything else is 49% in our hearts, and the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 51%, then we're somewhat winning. Then the greater the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greater our closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will learn to love everyone and everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ayah in no way means that we should now create within our hearts an enmity for our families or for our children or anything else. But this was because sometimes they come in the way between us and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, the other aspect of it, if this ever happened, what should be our attitude towards them? Our attitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should proceed in the obedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the second part, and Allah says, وَإِن تَعْفُوا وَتَصْفَحُوا وَتَغْفِرُوا. That if you pardon them, and you overlook them, and you forgive them. It should never be that that becomes now a point and a barrier between us and them, that now a person stops talking to them, a person becomes harsh and hard-hearted against them, even though they would have stopped us from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to have that heart. We need to have that understanding that this is also insan. It is because of their love for us, they want to be with us, so we need to pardon them, we need to overlook them, we need to forgive them. Just a thought that comes to the mind, that if they had become a barrier between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is interceding on their behalf that we forgive them, then in what about the other material issues of life? Then, or even to a greater extent, we should be forgiving them. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Then certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind. Allah is most compassionate. And hence Allah will forgive them also. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive us also. إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً. This world is a world filled with trials. But amongst the trials and the tribulations of this world, the trials of this world that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will test us with, the difficulties, the challenges that we will go through, Allah says, certainly your wealth and your children are trials. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will try us. Because of them sometimes we pursue illegitimate wealth because we want to please them. We will go out of our way and we'll break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wealth in itself is a trial that Allah Rabbul Izzat gives a person the taste of wealth. The temptations are there then to break the commandments of Allah, to transgress and go against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are all the trials of life. Here fitna is not in the fitna that we will use in the Urdu term of corruption, or in the Gujarati term of corruption. It is a trial, it is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should also be prudent when we go out to earn our living and we go out to please our children. We should never displease Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wallahu indahu ajrun azim. Now when the test of time come, we should remember that by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the great ajr, is the great reward, the recompense, the thawab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that the challenges of life will always be there. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the musiba, the calamities. So here Allah ta'ala shows us that there are trials in different ways and we need to make prudent decisions, wise decisions, and never forget that we should please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and never ever break the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.